from empty to overflow. Mona stood beside her mom at the community park waiting for the announcer to blow the whistle. She gazed out at the field, which had thousands of shiny, colored Easter eggs scattered around. It was the biggest annual Easter egg hunt they had ever attended, and Mona, along with hundreds of other kids, was ready to fill her basket. No running, no pushing. Keep it friendly. Parents, keep an eye on your kids, shouted the announcer into the microphone. As soon as the whistle blew, a sea of kids flooded the field, eager to collect as many eggs as her baskets would hold. Mona was well on her way to filling her basket when she was suddenly interrupted as a younger boy tripped right in front of her. His basket flew out of his hands and all the eggs were thrown out. "Oh, are you okay?" she asked as she helped him up. He nodded, but his eyes began to fill with tears as he watched all his eggs being picked up by others. Mona quickly grabbed his basket and gave it to the boy. She began putting a couple of her eggs in when another girl noticed what had happened. She too gave the boy some of her eggs. Then another child did the same. By the time the boy's mom had reached him, his basket was overflowing with eggs. "I can't thank you enough," said the grateful mother. "Stuart was so excited to come today. It's his first Easter egg hunt. You saved the day." They followed Mona back to her mom. As the two moms talked, Stuart and Mona counted their eggs. "I have 15, said Mona. 17, 18, 19, counted Stuart. "Wow," they both laughed. "Here, Mona, you can have the two back you gave me. I don't need them. I have a lot." "I am so impressed with Mona's kindness towards Stuart," said Stuart's mom as they watched their kids. Not only did she help Stuart up, but when she began putting her own eggs in the basket, others noticed and did the same. "Mona will always be welcome in our home."